Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
Look at that. Look at us here on a Friday. We got a lot to get to. And we have a lot of great guests coming up as well. And I'm amazed at how freaking tone deaf Democrats are. It's not that they're tone deaf. They're purposely being anti-Charlie Kirk at this moment in time right now where everybody in the nation is talking about this and is sad by this. And you've got, it's one thing when you've got these idiot quote-unquote entertainers like Jimmy Kimmel being so incredibly tone-deaf and lying and being vile. You got Democrat members of Congress who refuse to just vote on a resolution to just recognize a guy who was murdered in cold blood. They purposely vote no. They purposely want to say no. They purposely want to be on the wrong side of that. They do. You know why? Because it's what their base wants. Because we're not dealing with a mainstream political party here anymore. And this is what I've been saying. I've been saying the Democrats need to root out the crazies in their ranks. If they ever want to be a national party again, they have to root out crazy. But they've given a home to crazy, and they're not going to do that. And as long as they don't do that, and they're not going to do it anytime soon, the crazy is going to continue, and they have to keep crazy happy. Because once you let crazy into your house, you got to feed it, you got to clean it, you got to take care of it. Like any other house guest. And the Democrat Party has now built their ranks around crazy. And that's the reality. And so the crazies don't want them honoring Charlie Kirk. They want them to be anti-Charlie Kirk. And they want them to lie about Charlie Kirk. And the Democrats are so scared about losing crazy that they'll do whatever crazy wants. And that's where we are at this moment in time. Plus, there was an explosive confrontation on the floor between Rashida Tlaib, she's the non-brother-loving squad member, but also a hideous human being like Ilhan Omar, and Byron Donalds, who really set her straight. I mean, it was glorious to watch. It was glorious. It really was. So we'll get into that as the show goes on today as well. But I want to let you know, all the VIP tickets for the Jack Carr event on October 13th are gone. They're all sold. Boom. There you go. We have general admission seating left, and I highly recommend you get those tickets now because they are selling very quickly. That's our Politics and Pints event, which is coming up on the 13th. It's a Monday night, Columbus Day, I think. Bucks County Community College, Locke Performing Arts Center. So do that today, please, so you don't miss out. That's 1210WPHC.com to see the man, the myth, the legend, Jack Carr, joining us. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be great. Whoops. I don't know why I can't get rid of that. Hang on a second. I hear myself in the YouTube chat. Try to get out of that. All right. So, yeah, please do that. It's going to be a lot of fun. And the other thing I want to mention, too, is that we've got this big rally coming up in Wildwood, North Wildwood, on the pier, October 10th. The overwhelming response to this, which includes us honoring Charlie Kirk and a candlelight vigil for him, the overwhelming response to this has been amazing. Jack Cittarelli, the Republican candidate for governor, he will be there. He will speak. I think, I was talking to Rooney about this earlier today, of the other speakers announced, some of whom you know quite well, but it's not my event, so it's not my place to announce them. But it's going to be a big deal. I do know that Cliff Maloney is going to join. He texted me last night and said that Chairman Mike Donohue had reached out to him, and Cliff Maloney will be there. So the PA Chase, and you heard my interview with Cliff earlier in the week, talking about his dear friend Charlie Kirk. He was one of Charlie's closest friends. PA Chase, they knocked down over 500,000 doors leading up to the election in 2024. They now have PA, or they have the New Jersey Chase, and they're going to be out there working to get Jack elected. This is the moment. This is the moment to do this, because everybody is excited about taking our country back and winning. And if we can win this, if we can do this, if we can bring, if we can get a victory in New Jersey, it'd be huge. It'd be absolutely huge. It'd be everything we can imagine. We'd send a message to the left. It would not only save New Jersey, but it would also, in a big way, send a message to the Democrats that, you know what? This is a referendum on Trump. You want to make it about Trump, Mikey Sherrill? Then fine. We'll win. And that can be the referendum. So I hope you'll join us for that. That's going to be on the 10th. And I think it's going to be just an absolutely amazing, amazing event on the Wildwood board. But you have to sign up, because of security reasons. You have to sign up by going to capegop.com. Cape, C-A-P-E, G-O-P.com. And do that today, please. Josh Shapiro was on with Stephen A. Smith. He was talking about Kamala Harris. So apparently in her new book, Kamala Harris, in one of the chapters where she was drunk or probably stoned or maybe a combination of both, allegedly, went on about how Josh Shapiro, she didn't want to pick him because he was all about himself. All about himself. Now, I think Josh Shapiro didn't want to be on that ticket. I think the Pennsylvania governor believes he can become president. He's clearly running in 2028. And I think there was no way you were ever going to get Josh Shapiro on that ticket. No chance. He didn't want it. He didn't want to be part of it. He did not want to go down with a losing ticket. That's what I believe. And I think Kamala Harris knows that too. So her ability, her way now of trying to get everybody to hate Josh Shapiro for not running with her is to make it seem like this was Josh Shapiro just being an arrogant SOB. Whereas I think the truth of the matter is that Josh Shapiro was just smart enough to figure out this was a losing ticket for him and a losing proposition. But I also think Kamala Harris is rewriting history, because I think the truth is that they were never going to pick Josh Shapiro because he's Jewish. And to get back to my earlier point about crazy, and once you let crazy into your home and what that means, I truly believe that they would not pick Josh Shapiro because the crazies in places like Michigan never would have went along with that because of his Jewish faith. I really believe that, no doubt. So it was a token thing. They met with him. They were never really going to pick him. I think he knew that, but I think he also didn't want to be on a losing ticket. It's like I always say to you, several things can be true at the same time. For example, I have been saying we need to shut down the FCC. We should use this time to shut down the FCC. That has nothing to do with Jimmy Kimmel. So I'm now putting in my comments on YouTube and on Twitter, when I make these comments, I'm now adding, please don't bring up Jimmy Kimmel, because this has nothing to do with Jimmy Kimmel. This is an opportunity for us right now to rein in the regulatory state, because the Democrats are watching and they're thinking about when they regain power, and they're thinking that when they regain power, they're going to weaponize the FCC in a way that we can only imagine. And the reaction that I get from people is, well, Rich, they would do it anyway. Okay, so then let's avoid them having the ability to do that by shutting down the FCC. Let's do it. And I tell you what, Brian Brenberg from Fox Business, he said the same thing today. Let's go all the way. Shut down this government regulatory agency and auction off the licenses. There you go. Let it be completely a private sector free marketplace thing, just like streaming and cable and satellite and everything else without government regulation, so that all TV and radio is free from government regulation. Now, I post that and people react and go, Jimmy Kimmel wasn't fired by the FCC. It's not about Jimmy Kimmel. This has nothing to do with him. This is about listening to two things. One, the FCC chairman talking about expanding the power and scope of the FCC, which I got into great detail about yesterday. And number two, is Democrats are now watching all this and going, well, when we get back in charge, we're going to start coming after people. And then the immediate reaction to that is, well, Rich, they would do it anyway. Okay, so then don't give them the chance. We have talked about reining in the regulatory executive branch of government for years. That has been our thing. That was a thing where we said we were going to rein in the executive branch. We were going to rein in all these three-letter and four-letter agencies that worked to undermine President Trump and worked to undermine Americans. We were going to abolish these agencies. We were going to doge them away. You remember that? Now I post that and people are like, well, the FCC has a job to do. It's got to make sure that these TV and radio stations are being fair. Well, your definition of fair and Democrats' definition of fair is very different. AOC's definition of fair is very different than yours. And at some point, these people will be back in power and they will come after us. So then when somebody says, well, they do it anyway, well, then take away their ability to do it. Ronald Reagan did. He got rid of the Fairness Doctrine in 1987. And by doing so and getting rid of the Fairness Doctrine, something that had been in place by the Federal Communications Commission for generations. And in the 1960s, a radio company sued over the Fairness Doctrine, and the Supreme Court held that it was absolutely within the FCC's purview to create the Fairness Doctrine. And so Ronald Reagan got rid of it. And then Congress passed a law to keep it, and he vetoed that law. What happened after that? After that, a guy named Rush Limbaugh was able to come along and create a nationally syndicated conservative radio show, which was obviously the changing moment in conservative media and conservative radio and launching careers, including my own, all because Ronald Reagan got rid of the Fairness Doctrine. Now, there's this moment at this time where people are saying, yeah, but we got to own the libs, so we should use the FCC to go after them. How about this? How about own the libs by take away their ability to come after us in the future? You want to own the libs? Take away their ability to come after us. Take away the regulatory mechanisms that they use to weaponize government against Americans who don't agree with them. And I'll tell you something else, too. Not only do I worry about them weaponizing the FCC one day, I worry about them expanding the scope and power of the FCC to be able to go after Spotify, or as Jen Psaki calls it in this clip, Splotify. I worry about them expanding the FCC to be able to go after YouTube and podcasts because they hate Joe Rogan and they hate Tucker Carlson and they hate all these other people. And at some point, I'll be on a podcast. I won't be on radio. It's just inevitable. And then they want to be able to go after that, too. So can I see a President AOC in the future standing up there to a Democrat Congress and talking about how it's finally time to update the Fairness Doctrine, or excuse me, the FCC's mandate to also be able to regulate content on all these other platforms? Absolutely, 100%. They want to expand their power and they want to expand the regulatory state every chance they get. Every chance they get. That's what they want to do. So if you really want to own the libs, in the short run, you may think it's, well, let's use the FCC to go after whatever small radio station or news outlet or... No, the way to do it is to get rid of the regulatory mechanism that the left loves to use by bypassing the Constitution and bypassing Congress and using three-letter and four-letter agencies to weaponize government and promulgating rules which have the weight of law. Now, they officially did away with the Fairness Doctrine in 2011 because they were getting old federal regulations off the books. But you know how easy it would be back to bring the Fairness Doctrine back? Absolutely easy. In a heartbeat, they could do it like that. As part of what Brandon Carr, the FCC chairman, has been talking about is the community standards provision of the FCC, which is in their 1934 charter. The community standards. Well, I could easily see a Democrat head of the FCC say, you know, community standards in Philadelphia really require that an AM radio station that's 50,000 watts, like WPHT, should really be including voices of the community and not just a bunch of these conservative hosts who don't really reflect the population of Philadelphia. So as part of our community standards, we're going to mandate that they do more to include the inclusive voices of the community. They could absolutely do that. And they could absolutely promulgate a rule that says that for community standards, you have to have both sides of the issue. They won't call it the Fairness Doctrine. They'll call it something else. And it'll become a rule, and that rule will have the weight of law unless Congress passes a law to undo it. Because until we pass the RAINS Act, the rules put down by these three-letter and four-letter agencies, they stand as law. And I know that the Supreme Court reined in some of this with Chevron, but they didn't rein it all in. And these three-letter and four-letter agencies still have the ability to do this. So then we'll have to challenge them in court, but that could take years. And maybe 5 years or 10 years after that, the Supreme Court will come back and say that the FCC has exceeded its authority. But by then, it might be too late. You probably would have killed this radio station by putting on boring, liberal voices who better reflect the community. You would have gone after podcasters. You would have gone after Spotify. You would have gone after Joe Rogan. You would have gone after Theo Vaughn, whoever else. Tucker Carlson, just pick your person with the expanded power and scope of the FCC. You would have done these things, and you would have turned around and said, wow, all of this was wrong. You would have watched as they did these things and said, all of this was wrong. And it was wrong. But unfortunately, when we had the power to do something about it, we didn't do something about it. We watched and we said, well, let's let the FCC expand their power. And then people turned around and said, well, they would do it anyway to us one day, so why not do it? Versus us turning around and saying, let's strip them of the means to do it. And the FCC, allow these licenses to go on the marketplace, allow them to go up for auction, and let the free market decide. And you get the government completely out of the business. This has nothing to do with Jimmy Kimmel. Nothing. And if you don't think that the Democrats would absolutely love to use the heavy hand of government against people they don't like, who speak on platforms that they can't regulate, that are not subject to the over-the-air regulation of the FCC, I want to take you back in time. This is Cut 26. This is a flashback of Jen Psaki at the White House podium urging Spotify to deal with Joe Rogan's lies about COVID-19. Take a listen.
Last week, the Surgeon General also was asked on MSNBC about Joe Rogan's vaccine comments on Spotify, and he said that tech companies have an important role to play in stopping misinformation because they are the predominant places where misinformation spreads. Does the White House and the administration think this is a satisfactory step?
Our hope is that all major tech platforms and all major news sources, for that matter, be responsible and be vigilant to ensure the American people have access to accurate information on something as significant as COVID-19. That certainly includes Spotify. So this disclaimer, it's a positive step, but we want every platform to continue doing more to call out mis and disinformation while also uplifting accurate information. Yep. It's a positive step, but there's more that can be done.
Yep. See what I mean? So we have a choice. We can own the libs in the short run by expanding the power of the FCC now and going after these fake news entities that are on the over-the-air airwaves, which are, by the way, losing money and losing audiences anyway. So it's a point of revenge that is completely unnecessary because the marketplace has already decided that these people are losers. Jimmy Kimmel's audience was smaller than mine. It got down to, within the key demographic, a number that's even smaller than this audience on this show. I'm not joking about that. In the key demographic for Jimmy Kimmel, and this is what I mean about the marketplace deciding on these things, in the advertiser coveted 18 to 49 demo, Kimmel averaged 129,000 viewers in that bracket. 129,000 on a national TV show, and the guy was getting paid $17 million a year and costing the company over $100 million a year to produce that show. The marketplace was already deciding on this stuff. The marketplace has already decided that CBS News at night, NBC News at night, ABC News at night are not worth watching. That's why their audiences are gone. The marketplace has decided that Greg Gutfeld is the king of comedy. It's why he's averaging close to 4 million viewers a night. And losers like Seth Meyers are at about 900,000. So what is the point exactly of weaponizing the FCC to own the libs when the marketplace is already owning the libs? But what we'll do is we'll leave in the wake of that an even more powerful government regulatory three-letter agency that the Democrats will then take and expand to be able to go after people with who they can't reach now with the FCC. People like Rogan, like Tucker, and like all the others for spreading lies and misinformation and disinformation. Because remember, we're talking about lies right now. The left loves the idea that you shouldn't be able to lie and say things that they consider to be a lie. Oh, the left loves it. You heard Jen Psaki say that right there. You got to battle this misinformation and disinformation. These are the people that set up the misinformation and disinformation board led by failed musical theater actress Nina Jankowicz. So let's just get rid of it. Let's end it. Own the libs by taking away their ability to cause harm to the conservative movement in the future. Leave a lasting legacy by getting rid of a three-letter agency that is completely outdated and unnecessary in the year 2025 and will be even less necessary as the years go on. But that's what the left will use as the imprimatur to be able to turn around and say they have to expand the scope of the FCC. Can't you see it now? Mazie Hirono or one of these other idiots standing on the Senate floor reading a carefully prepared statement by her staff about how, well, the FCC was established at a time when we only had over-the-air broadcasts, but now with cable and all these lying disinformation and misinformation right-wing talk show hosts out there on YouTube, we have to be able to have a way for the government to be able to regulate and monitor them. So I'm here to pass the FCC Expansion Act, allowing the FCC to have the ability to govern streaming, satellite, and cable TV. And then the Democrats pass it, and the Democrat president signs it, and then now they can come for all of us. This is not about Jimmy Kimmel. This is about an FCC chairman making a categorical mistake by trying to expand the scope of his agency when we should be shutting it down. What Brendan Carr should be doing is what Linda McMahon is doing. Matt DeSantis, there you go. There's your title for the opening podcast. Brendan Carr should be doing what Linda McMahon is doing and trying to shut down his own agency, shut down his own department. Now, while we have power, while we're in charge, take away the ability for the left to censor speech in the future. Take away their ability to silence people like me. Take away their ability to mandate that I have to have a liberal co-host. Take away their ability to mandate that community standards include trans rights and climate change and whatever else du jour the left wants us to have to say. Take it away. Just like how Linda McMahon is shutting down the Department of Education, shut down the FCC. Doge it away. Auction off these licenses. Let the free market decide. And hey, maybe we can even cobble together some of our money and buy one. How fun does that sound? 855-839-1210. Would love to hear your thoughts on that. On X, at Rich Zeoli. And yes, we're going to screen calls and take them today. Sorry, boys. We'll be right back.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Big Story of the Hour brought to you by Dr. Mike Veneria, VeneriaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile and your free implant consultation. Be great for you to do that. You will be very happy to smile, and Dr. Mike will be very happy to see you. VeneriaDental.com. Andrew is in South Philly. Andrew, what's going on in South Philly today?
Hey, Rich. Beautiful day here in South Philly. Probably not your usual listener or caller. I listen to you, and I listen to NPR. I almost never agree with you, but I'm with you 100% today. We need to get the FCC out of media regulation. Big problem. It is antithetical to what the First Amendment is all about. And I do find all of this, and so grateful to hear you talking about it this way, because Trump's actions, the FCC chairman's actions, kind of makes me laugh, because we're the ones usually being accused of being the big government guys. When we want to get someone off the air, we go after their advertisers and get them off the air or get them to apologize. Instead, we have Trump and the FCC chairman flexing government power to get Kimmel and others off the air. And it's gross.
First of all, how do you listen to NPR? Is that you do that to go to sleep at night? they are a little boring. I'm just saying. It's a little monotone.
They are certainly, yeah. I will say they are not as spicy as you are, that's for sure.
All right, that's fair enough, fair enough. Well, listen, yeah. I'm glad we can agree that it's time to get the government out of this stuff, because the allegations that you're raising, whether they're true or not, are the perception that a lot of people have. And so this is another reason why to get the government out of it. Therefore, you can't have any perceptions that the government is trying to shut people down. As far as going after advertisers, I would just say, I mean, look, that's the marketplace at work. I don't do that. I don't particularly choose to do that. I just don't buy something. But again, that's the marketplace. You know, I would rather people not go after people's advertisers. I would rather they just not partake in a show, not buy tickets, not listen. But it's certainly better than the government going after somebody. Yeah. No doubt about that. So,
yeah. I mean, I would say to your listeners, can you imagine if an Obama appointee had said, we can do this the easy way or we can do this the hard way?
Yeah, it does not look good.
It doesn't look good because it's not good.
I agree. You're welcome, Andrew. Have a great weekend, and go Eagles. Go Birds. I'm sorry. go Phillies. And we got to say both right now, both. Right, Justin?
Yeah, we're NL East champions, and Birds are 2-0. Go Phils, go Birds.
Go Phils. We got to find a way to combine that, make it easier. You know what I mean? So, you got any suggestions?
Go Philadelphia. It's, it doesn't really run. It's kind of hard because, you know, Phillies and birds are kind of like two weird words to say. So it's kind of hard to like try. I'll brainstorm during the break, see what I can come up with.
All right. I trust you. And I just got bumped from Fox News for tonight. So do we have, we can play the Newman Price song for me getting bumped.
I'll grab that.
I was going to be on Laura Ingraham's show tonight, but it's okay. It's all right. They're overloaded because of the votes today in the House and the Senate and the government shut down and everything else. So all good. The fact that they even asked is very nice. The fact that they even asked. Greg Stocker just sent me this. Senator Ted Cruz says that the FCC chairman Brendan Carr's statements about Jimmy Kimmel were dangerous as hell. Compares them to the kind of rhetoric a mafia boss would use. Cruz says that while he likes Carr a lot and is happy that Kimmel's show got shelled by ABC, he believes Republicans will come to regret using government power this way. Good for him. Bravo, Senator Cruz. Well done and well said. I think Brendan Carr, and I said this on yesterday's show, should be fired. I think Brendan Carr should be immediately fired. I don't think the guy should have a job. He made this all about him. He's a megalomaniac with a huge political ego and ambition. You're not supposed to make it all about you. You're supposed to be in the shadows. You're not supposed to be the story. And the fact that he said we can do this the easy way or the hard way, as my last caller pointed out, the caller's spot on. If an FCC chairman said that, a Democrat FCC chairman, we would lose our freaking minds, and rightfully so. It's one thing for Trump to go on his tirades about pulling their licenses, which he's been saying all these years, but people take that as hyperbole when the regulatory, and I don't think Trump should be saying that either, by the way, particularly when all these mergers are going through right now, because it is the perception, which I don't think is reality based on South Park, and the fact that Paramount paid $1.5 billion for South Park while they were in the midst of that merger, and Paramount was the parent company of Colbert. So theoretically, Trump and the FCC could have leaned on Paramount to say, drop South Park, because it is the most anti-Trump show on television. But perception's reality. Whether it's perception is reality in life and in politics, and why give the Democrats an issue? So people have come to expect hyperbole from Trump. But when the regulatory head of an agency, the head of a regulatory agency is out there saying it, it's a totally different scenario, totally different, because then it looks like it's actually happening. Whether it did or didn't, whether they leaned on Nexstar and Sinclair or they didn't, that is the perception. So get rid of the FCC and then you don't have to worry about it anymore. And then the private sector can do its thing, and we could all buy a radio station together. We could pool our resources and let it go to auction and market, and there you go. And you don't have to worry about it anymore. But this is the worst week ever for limited government and limited government conservatives, because I've been called more names this week by suggesting we shut down the FCC. Somebody today called me the R word, which I'm not going to say on the radio. I mean, theoretically, according to the FCC, I can. I just don't want to because I think it's in poor taste. But called me the R word because I want to shut down a three-letter government regulatory agency. I thought that's what we were about. I thought that's what conservatives were about. Limited government, getting rid of regulatory bodies, getting rid of things like the Department of Education, the EPA. I thought that's what we stood for. For all these years, we stood for that. We stood for this idea of getting rid of the ability of the left to weaponize government against us. Not, oh, we'll get in power and then we'll do it too, so that we can say, well, they did it, so now we're doing it, knowing that full well that they'll do it again to us, but that's okay because they would do it anyway. What? No, get rid of it. Then they can't do it anyway, because it's a whole lot harder to create a new agency than it is to create a regulation within an agency. Let me say that again. It's a whole lot harder to create a new agency than it is to create a regulation within an agency. Meaning that when the Department of Education goes, when Linda McMahon gets rid of it, it's going to be a whole lot harder to recreate it. But when the left gets back in charge, it's very easy for the left to create a regulation through the Department of Education saying that every classroom in America must educate about the importance of how boys can be girls. Be a whole lot harder to create the FCC in this day and age than it was in Roosevelt's day and age. Just like it'd be harder to put Japanese American citizens in internment camps in this day and age than it was in FDR's day, which she did, of course. And Italians and Germans, too, but I digress. Mr. Internment, as Mark Levin calls him. The point is this. But it's very easy for the FCC to create a regulation saying we now cover any show, whether that's on satellite, streaming, whatever, because we believe the spirit of the act that Congress passed in the 1930s, and we now have to evolve as an agency, and then you have to challenge it in court, and it takes years, but in the meantime, they can wreak their destruction, wreak havoc on the First Amendment, and shut down whoever the hell they want. And by the time it's all sorted out, it's too late. Anyone out there suggesting that we should use the FCC to own the libs is an idiot, a moron. But worse, not a conservative. Because we don't believe in using the government to go after our enemies. We believe in getting rid of the government's ability to go after our enemies. That's what we believe. That's what we've stood for. That's what we advocated. That's what I voted for in this last election. I voted for that. Maybe you did too. I didn't vote for the idea that we would just take the three-letter and four-letter agencies and just turn them around and use them against the libs. I voted for the fact that we would disband their ability to go after any American citizen, regardless of their politics. That's why I was thrilled when Tulsi Gabbard became DNI director, because she believes that. I was happy when Kash Patel was put in, because he believes that. And now we have Attorney General hate speech, and we've got FCC Chairman Mao, both talking about things that the left has been saying for years. Pam Bondi this week sounded like Tim Walz. You don't have a right to hate speech. And this car guy sounds exactly like Jen Psaki back in the COVID era, or any other Democrat during the COVID era. We will enforce community standards. Make sure everybody's telling the truth. Wait, what? Who defines the truth? I thought we fought that battle and defeated Nita Jankowicz in the Ministry of Truth. I thought we were very proud of that fact. And I may be wrong, but didn't we sue the hell out of the Biden administration for using their power to coerce social media companies to silence conservatives and moms who didn't want to vaccinate their kids? Yeah, we did. And we would have won that case had it not been for Amy Coney Barrett. But my point is, let's take a moment and use this rare opportunity that we're probably never going to have again, where we've got the White House, the Senate, and the House. Let's use this moment, and instead of short-term gains, we do long-term gains. Instead of short-term owning the libs, we let the marketplace own the libs. I'm using air quotes here. By getting rid of them by diminishing audiences, and we get rid of the government's ability to target American citizens based on their political beliefs by dismantling the regulatory agencies. I just don't know how anybody can disagree with that and call themselves a conservative. I really don't. I don't know how anybody can. But there's a lot of nuts out there. And as we get ready to honor Charlie Kirk this weekend, he was a guy who had to deal with these nuts all the time. There's this clip as AOC's out there calling Charlie Kirk a racist, by the way. I want to play this. This is Charlie Kirk confronting a groiper. Not a grouper. That's a fish. A groiper is somebody who's I had to look this up earlier, white nationalist. So as they lie about Charlie Kirk being a racist, and I was very proud to hear Charlie Kirk say to this guy, you do not belong in the conservative movement. So in the spirit of that, and since Charlie said we don't have hate speech in this country, we just have speech we don't like, I'll say that anybody who believes that we should be using regulatory agencies, we should be weaponizing them against our enemies because they did it to us and they'll do it again to us in the future. So why not? You don't belong in the conservative movement. Because the actual way to deal with that as a conservative is to shut them down so they can never go after us again or go after anybody again. So they can't indoctrinate our kids, so they can't spew their lies on the airwaves or censor us for spewing what they consider to be a lie. Whatever it is, we just let the marketplace decide. And in 1934, Franklin Delano Roosevelt Agency doge it away. Doge it goodbye. Remember Doge? I know it feels like 10 years ago. It was only a few months ago that we were talking about Doge. What happened with that? Where did that go? What happened to Doge?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Where's the clip of Charlie? I don't have. Where is it, Matt? What number? Oh, here it is. I see it now. Cut number 8. What is it, 8? Yeah. This is Charlie Kirk confronting one of these guys. I get called names all the time. I've been called every name in the book in the last 24, 48 hours by people. I don't care. I'm a big boy. I can take it. It's all right. But it's just funny to me. It's funny that I'm getting attacked for wanting to get rid of a regulatory agency. After we watched the weaponization of government under the last administration, we watched what they did to President Trump while he was president. We know how much power the deep state has. We've talked about this for years. We have talked about dismantling the regulatory Leviathan. And now that we have the chance to do it, we're not doing it? I don't understand it. I frankly don't get it. Other than maybe people are just so hot with their emotions right now that they're not thinking clearly. So maybe by next week, maybe cooler heads will prevail and people will step back and say, you know what? The FCC boss should not be out there saying we can do this the hard way or the easy way or the hard way, and sounding like a freaking mob boss, because we would lose our minds if a Democrat FCC chairman did that. And why do we have an FCC anyway? Why do we have this 1930s FDR invention allowing the government to regulate speech? Why do we have this? Maybe next week, cooler heads will prevail. But I would just ask you this. What do you think Charlie Kirk would think? Do you think Charlie Kirk would think the FCC is a good thing or bad thing? Considering how many people tried to shut him down over the years, what do you think? Here's Charlie Kirk shutting down this white nationalist as people like AOC lie and claim the guy's a racist. But it's just a point that if you're a conservative and you believe in what you believe and you have your deep beliefs about the Constitution and you love this country, you're going to be called names. And there are going to be people that come at you. And there are people that come at me every day. I'm used to people on the left coming after me. I'm just shocked at how many people supposedly who call themselves conservatives have been coming after me and calling me names. I'm okay with it. Believe me, I've got more than enough ways to handle this. I'm a big boy. But it's just amazing. But then again, I have to question whether or not they're really conservatives or not. Just like Charlie questioned whether or not this guy is and declared he isn't and said you have no place in the conservative movement. Cut number 8.
I want to ask a question of you. What does it mean to be an American? Is it an idea or a history, a shared history, or is it a skin color?
Well, I mean, you could go back to the original founding fathers, the Immigration Act of, I believe it was.
What does it mean to be an American? Is it a skin color or something else?
So there's the current idea of what it means, according to, you know, the Hartzeller Immigration Act and, you know, all this bullshit that you guys spew. But if you go back to the original founding fathers, they intended this to be a European nation for white men of good stock and character.
So can you show me, let me answer the question. Can you show me where in the United States Constitution it says that?
It wasn't in the Constitution.
It wasn't in the Constitution because they didn't believe it.
The founding.
You, sir, they did not put it in the United States Constitution. Let me answer another question. Let me ask you another question since you support. Allow him to have the mic. Let me ask you another question,
sir. The founding fathers wrote many
what
other
does
documents
the phrase,
other than the United
sir,
States Constitution, and they made it explicitly
sir,
clear.
What does
believe-
the phrase e pluribus unum mean? What does the phrase e pluribus unum mean?
Why is that relevant?
Because it was on every founding
no,
document
founding
and presidential seal from our founding, which means out of many, one. You, sir,
nation.
And your ideology is not conservative. It is right-wing, identitarian. It has no place in the conservative movement, my friend. Get out of line. Get out of line. USA, 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 USA.
Good for him. And then you're going to hear lies told by people like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez that he was somehow a racist. How is a guy like that a racist? How is that racist? I don't really get it, but nevertheless. All right, 855-839-1210 on X at Rich Zeoli. If you would like to weigh in on everything we are discussing today on the show, please feel free to do so. I'd love to get your take on this. If you agree, if you disagree, let me know. We'd love to hear from you. And I want to tell you about my great friends at Emmons Roofing and Siding. My friend Matt Kelly, the owner of Emmons, was at the house last week taking a look at the kids' bathroom, which is a train wreck. Because they're going to remodel that for us, just like they remodeled the kitchen and bathroom in our old house. And Matt is a great guy and a great friend of the show. And Emmons Roofing and Siding, I've used them now in two different homes over 12 years. We're talking about roofing, siding, windows, doors. They serve our whole region, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Delaware, and the Jersey Shore. And the best part of Emmons is that the craftsmanship is paramount to everything. So including the fact that they are the Owens Corning Platinum Certified Contractor, meaning that you will have a lifetime warranty on that roof. That's a big deal. That's what you get with Emmons. And that's what you'll get with the great people at Emmons who stand with this show and have been sponsors of mine now for a decade. Really means a lot. So I know you got a lot of choices out there when it comes to home remodeling, when it comes to roofing, when it comes to siding. Consider the people that stand with me and this show. That's Emmons, EmmonsRoofing.com. Great people, great work. Owens Corning Platinum Certified, made in the USA roofing materials. You'll get a free estimate. And think about having that roof looked at before the winter. They'll never tell you you need a new roof if you don't. But if you do, you'll get the best in the business. EmmonsRoofing.com.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.